cats Hello. Get the zoomies sometimes.
Yes, cats do get zoomies sometimes, and that's how we're opening this. Hello and welcome to Cause and Effect. This is a homebrew Dungeons and Dragons campaign. My name is Crash. I will be your GM for the evening. Tonight I am joined by a bunch of awesome people. Tonight we have Beth, Crash, Ellie, Io, Millie, and Jen, who I almost referred to by Jen's username instead of saying Jen.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You also called yourself a GM and not a DM. I think that you're being infected.
I mean, you also included yourself in the player list.
Yep. It's the Dungeon Master.
Where is my phone?
Here's the thing.
Dungeon Master is speaking.
Roll a perception check to see if you can find your phone. I am in...
Oh, there it is.
See, it works.
4 games a week. And at least half of them are not Dungeons and Dragons. So GM is still fitting. It still works.
It's a game.
Hello, I am Crash. I will be your Dungeon
Isn't
Master.
Isn't life a game?
Evening. As you play Dungeons and Dragons. Oh my gosh, dragons still tracks. It sounds almost the same. Tonight we have Jeff, Drash, Jelly, Joe.
Jelly again.
Jilly. And Jen. Jut happened last week. Actually, last week we took the night off because of various reasons. But what happened before?
Right. I don't remember.
I'm blanking. I think
we went to the temple.
Oh, right.
That had been destroyed. Well, not no. destroyed, but...
No, the bag stuff, Ellie. The bag stuff.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, the bag right? stuff was 2 sessions there. Ago.
Yeah, the bag stuff was 2 sessions ago. Okay. Last session was the temple.
No.
Oh, right, temple.
Well, where you were everything had been destroyed.
You were teleported.
It was kind of a temple. It was a... But right.
Oh, right.
And then outside was a dwarven town. And... I know what I'm talking about.
I don't remember.
Two different people have corrected me when I was right.
No, you don't understand.
That's because we didn't remember.
I need to phrase what you said in the exact same way to correct you. Wait. Oh no.
That's right, we went to the town and we fought the thing that was way too high level.
You did.
Yes.
You did fight something that was
defeated some spray ball.
Alright.
It was about to spritz it just on general principles, except then it harpooned her sibling, and Hobby is not logical about such things, and there was a rope there, so Hobby did not want her sibling to be reeled in, and therefore Cavil had to be cut free. She spritzed it later.
Why did I just roll a d6?
I have...
I don't
know. No, my staff of healing was recharged, I think.
I was confused too for a second.
Oh, is that part of the long rest?
Apparently.
Yes!
So.
I managed to set it up so it would do that automatically.
Oh, clever.
Oh.
Also, A tried to use a spray bottle as a grenade. And it didn't work very well because A isn't very tall, and several others of us are.
Also, there was a die roll that was incredibly low for A.
It's not my fault. I'm used to throwing psychic blades. They don't actually have any weight.
That's fair.
They have volume, but no mass, so they're not really matter. It's mind over matter. You see how... It's physics. I blame physics.
Uh-huh. That makes perfect sense to me.
A is nodding sagely, but not actually understanding about half of what A has said.
Hmm.
What we don't know is that physics is the person who explains this today.
So, yes, you did teleport into a temple that was in the middle of a mostly burned, not all the way down burned, but a significantly burned dwarven mining settlement. It was a company town on the other side of the planet, because the other side of the planet, the continent there is the exit wound for when the moon went through the planet a long time ago. And wouldn't you know it, when you compress a lot of organic matter, it turns into diamonds. So they went there to mine diamonds and get incredibly rich. Instead, what they got was attacked by giant killer robots made of nanites with
an animal brain
installed to make them slightly more intelligent. And the entire populace was taken away. You didn't find any bodies other than the one juror killer robot that you fought that was way too powerful for you, defeated with the power of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Spritz, spritz, spritz.
The downside of this, of which there are several downsides, are one, it didn't take much for the party to conclude, well, there's brains in them thar jurors now. It's possible that the dwarves were all taken so that there's going to be more brains to put in more jurors. And two, your one main source of nanites that you'd be able to bring back as a sample to make sure that you can keep up with this arms race of nanites versus anti-nanites. Well, you melted the whole darn thing.
Well, it shows that our anti-nanites are still working, at least.
Well, yes, but for how long? Because the last time you got a sample, there were noticeable changes that they did have to account for. So, well, it's not game-breaking yet. It might be soon.
Yet.
Yet is a actually, very fun word for the
we
DM.
We do account. Have... No, we do have a sample that we can bring back. There was a harpoon through Cavil that did not get
spritzed. Yes, there was.
I can see
we
it now.
We do have a sample.
You arrive in Bindle's lab, and she says, "Great, so glad to see you. Do you have a sample?" And Cavil just floats forward because, again, turquoise Converse sneakers are flying. My headcanon Cavil never touches ground unless they have to. Cavil just sort of floats forward and points at a harpoon still sticking out of their chest. Oh.
I mean, we probably did pull it at one point, but yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, congratulations.
We brought you a harpoon. The rest of it melted.
I hope you appreciate your gift. I went through a lot for this.
It looks like a lot of it went through you, actually. I'm sorry, that was in bad taste.
Just don't like
it. I'm pretty sure I live in bad taste.
I know I do.
See, we did bring a sample.
If you don't have inspiration, give yourself inspiration. This is a blanket
Which
statement.
Of us?
This is a blanket
oh,
statement.
Okay. I see.
Yes,
I have
Ellie,
inspiration.
You are right. My adventuring party went to the other continent and all I got was this stupid harpoon.
Where does inspiration live? Oh, apparently I had it.
The shirt that Cavil gets with this text printed on it does in fact have a bloody hole on the front and back of it.
Yeah.
Good.
That's about right.
Good.
The blood does not prestidigitate out because it's part of the design, and therefore cleaning it means the blood just sparkles a bit.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's magic ink fake blood, so that's fine.
That is what you have been told, yes. What? Never mind. It's fine. It's fine. We're all fine here. How are you? I love this game so much. Anyway. So
that was kind of depressing and upsetting. What makes it worse is that wasn't actually a main quest that you went to the quest hub for. Some arrangements were made. You still got paid because Bindle, not Nightlight. At this point, when she sends you correspondence, she includes not Nightlight in her signature for some reason.
Bindle, not Nightlight.
I'm so happy.
I'm
so happy.
This was brought up last session. Wish you were there. I understand you were having a lot of fun, but never mind. So, Bindle did acquire a significant... Ellie. When we do the Halloween episode, she'll be Bindle Fright Night.
That's fair.
I resent that. I like to dress as things for our winter harvest festivals that, you know, spark joy and like accentuate my cuteness, which is why I dressed as a little toy doll and everyone ran away screaming.
Uh-huh.
Cue Jonathan for Colton's wicked creepy cute doll song.
Uh-huh. Oh yes, I know that one.
That one's a classic. Anyway, yeah. I forgot where I was going because Ellie's comment was taking time to talk about.
I don't know.
Oh, Bindle has funding. Bindle has significant funding. They did have funding before. That felt like it was increased when Bindle took over for project lead as the new project lead. Still refuses to change her name to project lead. A precedent of the last person did it is not enough of a precedent for Bindle to think that's okay.
Fair.
And
very
arguing
fair
that we've always done it that way does not hold as much water when the we've always means for the past 3 months.
That's a very
short GM/DM might have very strong opinions about this based on his long standing in the educational sphere, especially when it comes to technology integration and arts integration. And the phrase, we've always done it this way. Anyway, that might have been a soapbox vent. Moving forward, always moving forward or crab walking sideways, as the case may be. Bindle has more funding now. An anonymous donor who may or may not have the initials Mo. Oh, I'm sorry, that was supposed to be an initial. Because a couple reasons. First of all, he made a lot of money when you sort of gathered all those things he needed for that power source that the Augmentites needed.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He charged the Augmentites an arm and a leg.
Why would I do
figuratively
that? That's
when you could get gold instead?
Piecemeal.
By getting an arm and a leg when you can actually get money?
He just wanted the whole thing. But in any case, It's possible the donation was a tax write-off. That's what he might argue. The astute would say that the local government of Flotsam is very much libertarian, and therefore the response would be, what taxes?
Oh, no.
And he'll mumble a bit and give a half-assed excuse about what he's actually trying to mean. Cavill likely suspects why he's helping out. But in any case, it's fine. It's all fine. So Bindle managed to get some money sent your way sort of retroactively, so that has already been added to your character sheets.
Yay!
So this is, as established before we started recording, and there is someone outside who is honking their horn a lot, either because someone's in their way or is not getting out of their home to come meet the person who does not have a phone and therefore cannot call the person who is in that home to say hi.
Isn't this where you open the window and you throw a bucket of water out on them? You know, or is
that's
that
why we have the bucket of blood.
Loud cats. Yeah, but
that'd be something to throw. Bucket of blood. Two, I have a water bucket. So
I thought this was in the game.
Well, the bucket of blood is in a game, yes. And it seems to be spreading to others.
It was in the game that someone was honking.
Well, Millie, I even have the emoji for it.
Oh, wow. There it is.
But yes, so the thing is, I thought that there was going to be a clown or like my pink elephant was screaming outside.
Oh, no. This is happening in real life and it was getting to be very distracting.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So as alluded to before we started recording, second time I'm trying to say this, might be the first time that the listening audience hears me saying this. This is an intermission episode. So you went and did the things. You had the very cathartic moment inside a bag of holding. Yes, those are words that came out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Saved Tex's old squad mate. A no longer has a bag of holding, but also you no longer have a growing collection of bloodstains on everything. So it's a net gain. You have new trouble on the horizon, but no clues about where to go to next to stop that. So you can either...
Someone who knows the target dwarves and has sending could do something about that, but that is a required pair of things. They'll have to find someone who knows them.
That has been attempted, and they have not gotten responses. There's multiple reasons why you might not get response for ascending. One of them being the person is unconscious.
Well, hopefully they'll keep trying, and if they get a response after a while, then they'll tell us.
Yes. Well, it's...
Until then,
this is an ongoing thing that many people are rather concerned about, and your particular party seems to be on the forefront of the specialized strike team that should likely be sent to deal with this. You have prior knowledge.
Which means that while we are waiting for additional things, what we ought to do is be doing something that will get us experience and levels.
Or you could, as a possibility, think about what you already know and go off and do something else entirely. Or you could just spend 2 hours talking inside a green circle. I am not going to push you in any one particular direction because this is fun for me and it's good to have an intermission episode every now and then. And it's been a while since we had one.
Mm-hmm.
However, shared, because you are now technically all level 10, you are in the third tier of quests in the quest hub.
Responsibility.
More responsibility, kill more danger, more reward.
Ugh.
Kill or chase off a dragon turtle. Retrieve an item from Moe. Find Marwood, the real Marwood, this time. Oh, someone's been finding fake ones?
Assist the red death of Plantain. And
what?
Convince the Sahuagin to stop raiding a town called Oregano.
Which is also the one that the dragon turtle was harassing.
Yes,
it has been noted that
what's going on there?
In two different quests. Nothing good.
Hmm.
They had to send two quests to flag. Neither of them has been picked up yet, so they're probably having a bad
time. Are the Sahuagin the people who tried to eat Paige the day Paige joined the party?
No, those were Kuatoa.
Thank you.
The Sahuagin are also fish people, but they have more pointy teeth and an affinity for sharks.
And also this dragon turtle. I bet they're connected. I want to know what the red death is of Plantain.
You rip the plantains extra crispy.
Plantain is it's a peninsula that is fairly close to Flotsam. That is, and also because it's close to Flotsam, it's fairly close to the equator. That was created as a nation. Sometimes it's an island, depends on the tides and everything. It was created as a nation by Eric when he created one of his characters' backstories. And he based it off of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So who is the Red Death?
Or what is the Red Death? Maybe it's a plant.
And Millie?
It wants assistance.
Millie, you're close, but Eric also leaned into a lot of stereotypes from his own history, and Eric is proudly Puerto Rican.
Yes, but that is the most I can say on it as someone who is not Puerto Rican or Hispanic,
yes.
But who is Floridian. It is the Hispanic mm-hmm. part of Miami.
Yeah. And yes, but I wanted to narrow down because Hispanic can cover a wide variety of cultures. This was mm-hmm. and this is my family. And Eric did all the accents. I had to play a bunch of NPCs where I said, just pretend they have an accent because I ain't doing it. There is no way I can conceivably do this accent and feel good about myself afterwards. because it'll also be very poorly done. But in any case, you're wondering who the Red Death is.
Yes.
When you're asked, you're told they're very scary, but also they're not that bad a person once you get to know them. Heat resistance is a plus.
I take it the submarine optimals don't want to help Oregano.
Multiple people in member services will correct you and say it's pronounced Oregano.
Oregon. Oregano.
Yeah.
Oregano.
This comes back to something far back. Again.
Yes.
At least it's not or.
There was a not podcast. Which? I don't remember its name. I linked to it when I first used but there was a podcast where the whole premise was every episode they created a new adventure for Dungeons and Dragons with unique characters. And they decided they were going to base an adventure off of spaghetti westerns. And it's a mining town. So ore is gone. Oregano. Oregano. It is 100% a pun. This was in our first campaign. And Chris mm-hmm. really, really, really wanted to burn the whole town to the ground instantly.
Yeah.
That's...
That wasn't the only one that had that kind of name, you know.
I'm hard pressed to find a town he didn't want to burn to the ground.
True.
Yeah.
New Ida, no, he didn't want to burn down to the ground because the character was a librarian and it was a giant library, and that's the only thing that saved it.
anyway,
Regatto originally had. Dente, right?
Al Dente, yes.
Yes, the Sheriff Al Dente.
Oh.
And
oh,
Parm E. Jean was one of the bigger bads, but she ran the tavern.
Is this where you got Rotini from? Never mind.
No.
And
at the end of that, you had to fight a spooky monster.
Oh, of course.
It was an aboleth. They got a lot of tentacles that counted. Anyway.
The submarine optimals don't want to deal with Sahuagins or dragon turtles.
You say we're going to do two quests.
Hmm?
Are you trying to say that we're going to do two quests?
I mean, if we're going to Ori, then they're probably going to get us to do both of them anyway because they're going to intersect, and the Sahuagin are probably the ones who are getting the dragon turtle to harass the place. So we might as well get paid for both of them.
By the way, the submarine optimals are now a tier below mm-hmm. you. You all went up to the next tier. They haven't yet. They're down a person, and their cleric
mm-hmm.
worships a god that doesn't exist anymore. So they are incredibly underleveled.
Hobby is trying desperately not to try to encourage them to, because Hobby is unaware of certain salient facts, and hopefully their cleric is too, and is possibly dropping tiny little hints about very nice gods of their acquaintance. Without knowing anything. That is fair, little child. That is fair.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Chat, will not force the group to not do plot devices, but Chadrick will voice dissension the entire way.
Yeah, yeah, we're used to that.
I know. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, with my aura of drunkenness, I just can't be intimidated or anything, so...
You cannot intimidate us.
Exactly.
No one can be afraid of you.
It's so backfiring.
Like, no one who is your ally can be afraid of you. And also...
Yeah, no one who is my...
But your aura also affects you. So you are no longer terrified of Tex and Mech. But you can still respect them.
Oh, God. Why?
Okay. My, no, not so much terrified. It was a healthy respect. And that's still there.
You just didn't want to be cubed.
I know that Tex and Mech will never hurt me on purpose.
Right.
But I also know that they could.
Uh-huh.
And anyone who can... crush your spine on accident with quotes, is somebody who, no matter what, you should get to do it, let them do what they want.
Why don't we take a day and allow Chadrick to go party tonight? And then tomorrow we can go to Oregano.
Yeah.
All right.
Permission to party.
Just don't drag me into it. And A, if you go on parties with Patrick, make sure that you come at a reasonable time and don't fall in with bad company.
Do you think I'd allow him out of my...
Depends on how drunk you are.
Wait a second. Because the question you just asked was, do you think I would allow him out of my sight? And there is only one possible response I can give to that. But my network is causing problems.
A rolls for stealth. A rolls for stealth.
A is going to roll for stealth. It's just giving me a little loading screen. No, right. I don't want to know about perception. Let me roll stealth, dagnabbit.
Oh, that's Chadrick's perception.
Yes.
Fine. I'm just going to click roll 20. I'm going to add 10 to it because that's his bonus. Let me roll. Foundry, what?
Why oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of rolls.
Up. Oh, they're showing up for you?
Wow.
They're not showing up for me.
Yeah, all of them.
All of the first them showed up for
three,
me.
The first one's a 3, the next one's a 5, then there's a 12, a 15, and a 2.
Yep.
28 perception check.
I have my other account for Foundry open in another computer, and that's showing all the rolls. This isn't told me I've done one. This says the last roll made was for Cavill's long rest.
Oh.
That computer's internet's acting up.
Yeah, well, this is also the computer that's using Discord's voice chat. There's all the roles.
Oh, yes.
Pick a roll.
No, I'm going to say, in spite of my frustration, I am definitely going to say that all of those roles are canon. A attempts to hide multiple times.
I still have a 28.
Well, I'm letting your 128 be standard for everything. But I'm saying that A attempts to hide multiple times.
No, but that's what I mean is that no matter how much he
for the ones where I just rolled a D20, keep in mind you do have to add 10 to those rolls. So at one point he did get a 25. But you had a 28. For the one where he got a 12, he tried to hide in front of you.
Hobby attempts to hide just for sheer entertainment's sake and does a bad job of, because her tail is just still, you know,
sticking out. Fair.
Text.
I'm hiding.
You know what? I'm just like, man, and I can't see you. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Chadrick tries to stealth skill.
With
I just think...
darn modifiers on it. It's plus zero plus zero.
Yeah, that's not really my thing.
Except for three small rectangles carved out of this floor plan. This is a
square
room that you're attempting to hide in. You've got, well, I could hide behind this couch, but Tex is already standing behind it. With the roll of 10, Tex is maybe crouched down, but Tex is still a very tall murder bot. So crouched down does not mean invisible. If Tex lays down, you might still see Tex's feet sticking out on one side or the other. The double-decker couch is up against a wall. A can wiggle behind it. A is the only person in the party who would be able to wiggle behind the double-decker couch. But I'm going to say that that's the one where A gets a 25. However, you can tell where the seat cushions have been pushed aside. If you look for that.
Hobby went under the seat cushions up top. Under the cushions up top. And, she was not trying very hard.
And there are three. Okay, now there's two GIFs that I'm still waiting to load that people have posted. But I do see that the hamster behind the Coke bottle soon image that Millie shared.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. That's me watching A run around.
And the other one is, oh, stand up against the blue lockers with wearing blue head
disappear.
Disappear.
And that is, I imagine, how Tex is hiding.
There was a made-for-TV Disney movie back in, I think it was in the 80s, but a bunch of kids need to break into some science research place for plot reasons, and they all show up wearing black except for the one comic relief character who shows up wearing a superhero outfit because his mom made it for him, and he didn't have any other costumes that he could wear. And everyone else gets captured. And then he ends up hiding next to a bunch of storage barrels that are the same color scheme as his superhero outfit. He puts the cape over his head, and a whole bunch of security guards just go right past and not notice him.
Perfect. That's fair.
It was Chekhov's superhero outfit.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Okay, and one of the images was actually Ellie posting the screen cap of A's wonderful roles. Wonderful by my point of view, not A's.
And also Professor Scant, a wondrous item, utility sentient.
What? I am going to make a preliminary assumption that such an item is not available in the consignment shop.
Oh, no. I was just thinking of the Star Trek meaning of the word scant.
Mm-hmm.
Skirt pants?
That's the... That's the mini dress uniform from Next Generation.
Right. Yeah.
For either gender, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
Any gender who wants. Not either. All gender.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'd be skorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but they're scants. Because
sometimes skort. You want to show off the calves.
Yes, well. Uh-huh.
Anyway.
It's important.
I think there's a... Yeah.
Oh. That's a good idea. Aw,
Tex, that's sweet.
Yep. So the submarine optimals are occasionally going to still be going on quests because they get people to stand in for them, which this party, long before you picked the cohort named Second Chances, because that was only two sessions ago, and I just smacked my head on my desk. That hurt a lot.
Has
occasionally taken advantage of the same thing, where you had a guest adventurer come in to help you out with certain things. Well, that was fairly early on. The last time I remember this happening, it was Tom rolling up a new character because the plot determined that his murderous otter folk had found a new home and there was no way with this backstory that he would leave. So we got a character with the exact same stat block, but the race was changed to halfling. which I was okay with. Anyway, I guess you're going to have a party this evening. Where?
Party, party.
Hey, that's up to Chadrick.
Yep. Chadrick gets to go do a party. I'm not sure Hobby wants to go to a party. Hobby wants to figure out if she can get enough carpeting on the ceiling to cling to it. Cheap.
Do you know that would suck to clean?
Prestidigitation.
Yeah, the one who uses prestidigitation the most in this particular party can fly.
I was just thinking about that in reality.
Well. So,
member services hears your request, and their response is, okay, so we actually have had people ask us before to attach carpets to the ceiling, usually in an attempt to apply some level of soundproofing to a space. We can tell you that carpeting stays attached to the floor very well, in large part due to this thing called gravity. And if you attach it to the ceiling, it will stay unless you have, say, a moderately sized cat person hanging from it. You can do it, but it will be a trap.
Should we just get some perches or something?
Maybe we should get some hooks and things so we can, like, hang hammocks here and there, just in case.
And there is a reason why there's a tabaxi tree in the main lobby of Flag Headquarters.
Which Hobby camped out on a few times. Probably not overnight, because whenever Cavil's around, Hobby tends to, like, wind up flopped on top of, because they're siblings. And this is how cats show siblingitude. They sit on you.
Preferably your ribcage, because what's a sibling without trying to make sure you suffocate?
Mm-hmm.
There is a magical item that is a type of glue that could be used to permanently attach carpeting to the ceiling. But after some incidents, it is no longer purchased or sold in the consignment shop.
That seems fair.
There are only two things that can undo this particular type of adhesive. One of them is a universal solvent specifically made for this purpose. The other is Wish.
Oops.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes. And I don't have to make that up. That's in the rule book. Critical Role did a very bad thing with that adhesive. But in any case, if you were to happen to get your hands on such a magical item, you would be able to request that member services use it to attach a carpet to the ceiling. So, there's two questions on the table. One is, where is this party going to be? And two is, what's everyone else doing? I do see that Ellie is shopping for Mithril Half Plate.
I would prefer Mithril Chainmail, but that doesn't seem to exist.
It might not exist as an item you can just drag over, but adding a plus one stat block shouldn't be too hard in Foundry.
Okay. Anyway, that's something I can do in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll go to a party. I'm hip. I'm with it.
Then I will go as well.
Oh, my God. I just, like, Chadrick is sitting here realizing all the people coming who do not usually go to parties and is going, man, I don't have child leashes big enough for them.
Well, as luck would have it, CRC F2739CHX comes over. And by the way, Millie, since last time you were here, I've retconned 39's tablet. It's not a technological innovation. It's one of those tablets that kids have played with where there's a sheet of dark-colored wax with a piece of, like, wax paper that goes over top of it, and you press down on it with a stylus.
Okay.
And then you peel it up to wipe it, and you can write on it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they use to communicate because they don't have a voice box. So they come over, and they hand you their tablet, and on it it says, I have never been to a party before. May I also attend?
Of course.
They wipe the tablet, and they write, and they show it to you again. They say, wonderful. What is a party?
It's where a bunch of, it is where a bunch of people hang out and try to have fun in a large group for an evening.
They wipe the tablet again, and they write, what sort of activities will take place?
It depends on the party, but the one we're going to do on this short notice is we're probably going to head down to the tavern here, have a few drinks and some food, and play like card games or something with the other people in the tavern.
They wipe the tablet again and they say, I do not require food or drink.
But you can still enjoy card games and chatting.
They wipe the tablet again and write, I am unable to chat.
What are we doing right now?
They wipe the tablet again and say and write, I am writing.
Colloquially,
just blew Chadrick's mind.
my mouth is refusing to shape the last syllable correctly as a person.
Oh my gosh, I can't say it either. Oh my gosh, it's spreading.
Colloquially.
First the GM thing.
But anyways, we can sometimes call any form of communication that's back and forth chatting.
They write,
also, your poker face would be great.
It's a skull. They wipe it and mm-hmm. write, mm-hmm. this has been a valuable conversation, thank you. And they go back to their charging bay.
I do slip over the checks, and I'm like, can you make sure that he's good? Can you? Please?
At least we know they won't get drunk.
Tex, please tell me you can do this for me. Tex?
What am I doing?
I asked you if you could keep an eye on him. Well, Tex only goes for party.
Mm-hmm.
I asked if you could watch Chex at the party to make sure that everything's going well for him.
Okay. I apologize. Just an FYI.
I was trying to remember how to pronounce colloquial.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, by the way, FYI, Millie, just so you know, 39 hasn't picked a gender yet. So they're still
sorry.
Them right now. It's okay.
They don't see that
as an insult. You know, they want to know how to learn how to play card games and learn how to chat with people. And while I'd love to help, I want to make sure that they have a constant friend. But also, it is absolutely funnier the fact that you weren't listening. Because instead, I got to act as if you were not at all. You were cold shouldering me.
Oh, I have a better idea. Because metagaming here, Ellie's been looking for armor to add to Tex. So what if this whole conversation was happening not in person, but Chadrick was using one of the flagstones
over the chat
to call down to Tex.
I'm whispering into it.
Make sure Chex is okay. Could you make sure Chex is okay?
Please? Finally, you look up from the two different chain mails and you're like, huh?
I thought Chex was with you.
No, Chex is with me. However, Chex would like to come to the party this evening, but is unsure on how to party or chat or play card games. Feel like it'd be a good idea if Chex had a friend.
I know how to party and chat. And I've been told I'm very good at poker. I am the best at getting rid of all those little circles.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to be working. I'm going to be working on teaching the not golf rules of poker. Different style. This one you try to have the most of those chips.
Oh, so we're not doing the flotsam rules then?
Yeah, no. We're going to try something different this time.
I'm not sure I'd be good at those rules.
Never know.
You never know till you try.
The trick was I used sleight of hand to make those little circles go into other people's piles so they lost faster.
Well, there's always using... Yeah, that the opposite is certainly a thing that can be done. But if you get caught, then the people playing by the accumulate rules get annoyed if you're taking theirs.
Right, so it's a little tricky. Gotta take them the honest way with cards or be very good at sleight of hand.
Right. Or very good at not getting caught.
Yes. I actually really want to see this with Cavil or Hobby trying to assist. That would bring me so much joy.
That's a good segue. What's Cavil doing right now?
Well, Cavil's player is trying to figure out how Tex was shopping. But Cavil would love to assist.
The bard wants to attend a party?
The Bardlock.
Okay, I think the entertainment will be provided.
Mm-hmm. Hoppy will also attend then, as opposed to pestering her god about paladin oaths and whatnot.
You can do both. Much to Terry-ish's dismay, you can do both.
No. Hoppy likes to concentrate on one or the other.
Not all of Terry-ish's followers like to concentrate on just one thing. Some of them think they can multitask.
Hobby prefers to single task single-mindedly and with great intent, staring, pupils dilating focus. You do not see me leaning forwards with my eyes wide open, do you?
No. It is an audio format, but we appreciate that. And when true. You this, A comes over and says, So, you've been staring at that glass of water for a really long time.
Huh?
It. Why?
It's a tabaxi thing.
Oh.
Also, sometimes you can stare at a corner of the ceiling. That's how you can see the ghosts.
I mean, that's one way to see them, yes, but they don't tend to hang out in ceilings.
Ceiling ghosts do.
Also, then you can see the other floor's ghost.
Uh-huh.
Multi-floor drifting.
I just talked to them.
Besides,
fine.
Well, that works too. But it's a tabaxi tradition.
Anyway, do we need to make a supply list for the party?
Are we running the party?
Planning to. It's too late notice. I was just going to get drunk.
A pulls out a piece of paper and writes lots of alcohol as a little one in front of it. Then A writes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so what else do we need?
Cards.
Oh, yeah. We can't really do unmarked card games without cards.
Right. We need cards. We need chips.
Both the snacking and the poker.
Now, are we talking like the chips that are like the potato is cut into like rectangular prisms or the chips where they're cut into very thin circles?
I'm thinking the thin circle types myself.
Those are a little bit saltier and therefore better for playing cards.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so blank cards made of potato chips. And...
also possible.
I'm honestly for it.
Regular
can get those on
cards as well. Yeah, okay, let's go with regular cards and then we can just like buy the...
a bag of fantasy lays.
Yeah. A few 39, bags.
39 is listening to this conversation and learning so much about parties.
Also a bag of Fantasy Schneider's pretzels. Very important.
Fair enough.
Can we even
with
get
some
those in this time?
Interesting question. There's got to be something that we can get in this time.
With minor illusion, you can have whatever you want them to look like, branding-wise.
With prestidigitation, you can make them taste like whatever you want them to taste like.
It's terrifying. And oh my gosh, what if somebody one time, what if somebody made like a wizard or sorcerer, like daycare runner who got kids to eat their veggies via prestidigitation?
This broccoli tastes like chocolate.
Yeah, that brings me joy. Okay.
Chocolate. I want chocolate.
This asparagus tastes like human suffering. No. I haven't used anything on that yet.
Asparagus tastes good if you cook it with enough butter. Then the butter permeates it, and it's sort of like vegetable butter.
The DM slash GM likes asparagus. Small children tend to not because they don't try it.
Mm-hmm. Well, people tend to like try to feed you raw or vaguely steamed asparagus when you're a kid. It's like, no. Yeah,
cook that. Tune in next week for food chat. Okay, so after significantly more bantering, you do end up getting a party supply list, and A scurries off to get things.
All right.
When A's in a hurry, A does run on all fours, by the way.
Oh,
good.
Aww.
That's adorable.
You can't help but shake off the feeling that A, when running on all fours, looks kind of like a weird dog.
Oh, no.
Yes, that is a callback.
Mm-hmm.
A does not bark. A has occasionally bit.
That's fair.
Not as much since the mind daggers became a thing.
Hmm.
All right. So is there anything that anyone plans to do before the party?
Hobby will meditate upon paladin-y things as applicable to her god, possibly threatening to send levels just threatening to send levels if ignored. Which is an appalling thought. If you do not pay attention to my prayers, my God, I will send you my next level.
I feel like blackmailing your God is usually frowned upon, but also...
You said usually...
you're all turning into robots. Hold on a second.
Oh no!
So...
Dang.
Hopefully, that was a brief moment of internet shenaniganery. The last thing I kind of heard was Io saying that blackmailing your god is usually frowned upon.
And then there was a lot of stuff about you that's doing a lot of heavy lifting in this sentence.
All right, so cut to a celestial plane. Terry-ish is sitting at a table holding a hand of playing cards. There are some chips in front of Terry-ish. Terry-ish is also wearing the visor that we've seen Data wear in Star Trek Next Generation during the poker games. And the camera's just focused on Terry-ish. And Terry-ish looks up and says, Hobby's at it again. Do any of you have to deal with this? Ogma just says, well, they try to bribe me with knowledge all the time. And, you know, frankly, sometimes I let it work. A dwarf wrapped in bandages says, I honestly can say that's never happened. Mo says, can we just get back to the game? You don't want to hear the problem I have with levels.
You know, getting very strong agony into the woods vibes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Smash cut back to... Okay, so Hobby
party
meditating.
The rules were on purpose.
Playing chips.
The medicine check of 19 means I got some good alcohol. Performance check means I did meh at getting everything else set up. And religion check means that, unfortunately, I did badly at getting drunk.
I'm concerned that you used an intelligence roll to get drunk.
It's my religion skill check.
Int is your dump stat, isn't it?
I'm the paladin of parties.
I can understand your reasoning, although usually it's a constitution save to see if you get drunk.
Oh, fine. I'll do that too.
Won't that be more of a case of it takes you to get drunk, especially with the 22?
You are depressing.
I'm very drunk and I'm sloppy at it.
No. Because the constitution says you have to roll low to achieve inebriation.
So I am not drunk, but I'm still sloppy at it.
You are depressingly, obviously sober.
Gosh, Chadrick's having forced character development through roles and he hates it.
At this point, I would also like to roll a constitution save.
He's going to be thinking about things like taxes and the, you know, morbidity of society.
You live on a libertarian and, like, island. There parenthood. Are no taxes. There's also very little law enforcement.
Doesn't mean he's not going to think about them.
Cavill is also incredibly sober.
Hobby's not drinking. Alcohol, it doesn't taste good to kids.
Oh, I wasn't saving against drunkenness. I was saving against headache. Somehow it didn't help.
A rolls a 7.
A rolled a 7.
See, that's why I got my 28 of perception earlier.
A is tipsy after smelling the fumes of whatever drink Chadrick has spilled while being sloppily sober.
So, you see, this is why I got that 28 perception roll earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this game has people rolling to get drunk.
Well.
That's Chad in the corner. That's Chad in the spot. Using his religion.
Using his religion. Trying to get real drunk.
Real drunk. And he don't know if he can do it. Oh no, he rolled too low. He didn't roll enough. Except the other way around, he rolled too high.
What are you thinking?
Thank you.
It's an REM song.
Wonderful.
Yeah, losing my religion.
I want to say it dates me that really I know that song, but Millie knew it too, so I feel better.
Yeah.
I do it also, but I mean, but you're older than me. Yep.
There are actually two people in this conversation that are older than me. That's unusual for me.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm a lot. I'm sad. Thank you, Millie.
I used to be the precocious kid, so it always weirds me out when anybody is older than me now. But at least I'm old now, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm old. Fear me.
We're the same age! That's a different game.
That's a different game. Yes.
That would be Super System plus Ultra. Subscribe now on aaronbsmith.com/pub with true believers. Excelsior. Okay. Is there anyone? Actually, no. I think at this point the party is starting because Chadrick is already trying to get drunk. Mm-hmm. There's no sign of a pink.
Trying so hard.
And you got so far.
It truly doesn't matter.
Speaking of music,
I am yelling at my god, who I still don't know the name of, to be like, why can't I be drunk right now?
You do know your god's name. You wrote Party Rock Anthem on the character sheet.
Despite rolling a 21 against headache, I think it is still inhibiting my performance checks.
That's great.
A mere 17.
So, like, I mean, if we ever flash back to the god room, I just want my god to sit there and go, like, oh my god.
This is an in-character headache.
Okay. I feel better about that then. I wanted to
because
sure.
of everyone getting drunk.
Hobby's not getting drunk.
Neither am I.
Crying and failing to get drunk. And bemoaning this.
Someone switched your beverages with synthahol.
Curses.
Millie?
Yeah.
I didn't say what music was playing at the poker game.
Yeah.
Your god is the party rock anthem. The song itself.
Oh, so the party rock anthem's just going?
Yes. Every now and then.
But yes,
goes,
but then I'm still yelling at the music. Oh, man, more character development. Damn. But I do mutter to the party rock anthem. Why can't I get drunk?
For a moment, the lyrics seem to distort just enough for you to
think
maybe you heard character development.
Yeah, why did you do this to me? I'm a normal crisis.
With a 13.
A very normal crisis.
Usually you see someone have a crisis when they've gotten drunk at the party, not when they were still sober at the party.
You see, the thing is that it's not like a full-blown, like, you know, like, crisis, but it is definitely that one guy sitting in the corner who's just like, man, they were right all along. I should change that.
I'm going to ask why Hobby rolled a 23 sleight of hand check right before A rolled a sleight of hand check.
Huh. Hobby's trying to cheat to give more chips to A.
And A's still playing the wrong way and gives them back.
Oh, A's sleight of hand check is because A is currently building a house out of the cards.
Oh.
With 21, he's managing.
I mean, Hobby's... Mm-hmm.
He's
Hobby's got
23
and is trying to make sure that... That's fair. Whatever A wants to use them for, Hobby's just making sure that A gets more.
39 is also...
With 23 sleight of hand.
This because A doesn't know what card games are, so this is just the only thing that 39 has been told about card games.
Oh, no.
39 is trying their best.
With a 10.
They can get the first level down.
Hobby
part of a second.
Jack is to try to teach Jax how to play some card games.
21 persuasion.
Let's teach some basicals. Let's play something like, I don't know, war or go fish.
Go fish. I want fish. Fish. And the winner gets to eat fish.
Do you have any infinities?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm holding them sideways.
Right.
Do you have an 8?
Yeah. Here, have my 8.
Yay. A eats a goldfish cookie.
I have to read everyone's mind.
Everyone's Cyloning again. One second.
That's what happens when you read the before.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Okay, so I see that Millie has written that you're going to mind read to cheat at Go Fish. Fortunately, that involves reading surface thoughts. Whose mind do you intend to read to cheat at Go Fish?
Not A. Who's playing?
Hobby's playing.
Hobby.
39 playing.
Okay.
Mech is watching.
I'm playing music.
Okay. So I'm supposed to say, Hobby, will be you whose mind I'm reading, because I won't do it to A, and I'm supposed to be teaching 39 Chex Mech how to play.
I mean, what you're also getting is a certain amount of discussion about what kinds of oaths for paladins are approved of by Tarryish and how they work, because, I mean, Hobby's got some questions regarding paladins, and is alcohol, like, part of other people's worship things because she's not really sure about this. And also she has some nines and some fives.
Yeah, so I'm just going to keep doing that, like, very subtly, just pick up little pieces of information so I can look like I'm really good at this. I need something, okay? Been having a hard day. My god decided to not let me get drunk. I need something.
Meanwhile, Tess is going, okay, but I really like the light blue armor that goes with my plating better, don't you?
Or maybe you're still there
in a gold.
Oh my.
This is like when you're trying to get new glasses frames, isn't it, Ellie?
A little bit.
Their armorer is saying, well, we can powder coat it for you. You can make it any color you want when we do that. The only problem with that is this is going to see combat. And the armor will hold up to that, but the coating will chip off over time. Now, there's some who like that because then it shows the cool battle scars and everything. But if you want it to be pristine, it's not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to tell you lies about how well powder coat holds up.
It's true. That would be an interesting feature for the action figure. What? I hear good things about cart bed coating. Do you have that you can put on armor?
Are you so that we can hold on better?
Yes, definitely.
Did you hear that as carpet coating?
It's not.
Cart bed. Like truck bed.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yes, but the whole comment from Millie saying that we can hold on better had me think that Millie heard carpet coating because...
I did.
Okay. So...
Anyway, this is not canon. Tex is at the party.
Okay, maybe that was a conversation that happened before the party, but that's hilarious if true, and still hilarious if not true.
Yes.
We're all good.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like my internet connection right now because every GIF that someone shares, the conversation has moved far beyond what the GIF is about by the time it loads for me. Oh, but there we go. I stalled long enough. There is the cat getting picked up.
Keep watching it.
It stopped partway through.
A lot of things are happening there.
Oh, they removed the guy. That's a different version.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It keeps going.
Is that why my connection is going to garbage? Because of how long this GIF is? It just has to load the whole thing in HD quality?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, I just was probably looking.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was blue, but that was a new one. This is all of them. This is all the variations.
Yes.
Because I did hear carpet, thinking that it was like the carpet. The ceiling, ceiling. And then I saw the cat doing magic, and I knew I had to share it.
And derail the entire
magic cat. Yep.
Which is such as it is. The first time a GIF has done that. I've shared quite a few myself. All right. So, okay, Cavill's playing. Although this canonically means that Cavill, for at least a while, was playing Party Rock Anthem. Likely as a favor to Chadwick, because it's Chadwick's party and he can be sober if he wants to, or even if he doesn't want to.
I don't think he
was very persuasive.
And also, possibly if I didn't play Party Rock Anthem, I was going to hear it in my head anyway.
You're right.
you start off playing another song and end up playing Party Rock Anthem because you end up playing to the tune in your head. So you decided to just roll with it and get ahead of the game.
Mercy.
Okay, I'm going to ask everyone who is playing Go Fish to... I'm looking at these to see what role would be fitting for a game that is predominantly luck.
You're me.
Charisma?
Deception?
Oh. Yeah, everyone roll deception except for Chadrick, who is rolling deception at advantage. Because cheating.
I have two check marks next to my deception. What do I roll?
That means you have expertise.
Do good.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, you still have one, even though I was reading your mind.
Well, it's luck based. Even if you know what cards,
I'll take the 26.
Yeah, even if you know what cards Hobby has, if you don't have the same cards, you can't do anything about Hobby's hand.
Unless I'm lying.
Well, anyway, but yeah. In spite of you actively cheating, Hobby wins.
Hobby's still winning.
Yeah. No, Hobby wins.
Wait, this is now another chink in Chadrick's armor. Chadrick is having more of a crisis of self.
I'm having a flashback to when I was a child. The older of my two sisters and I would... I stopped playing war with her because I would cheat a lot. I would shuffle the deck so I would have all of the face cards. And she would still beat me at war.
Wow.
That's really impressive, actually.
That's impressive.
Well, we did the rules where if you both put down the same value card, you put down
three cards. Oh, you have to go lay down.
And then you put down the fourth card face up. So it increases.
I only ever put two cards face down in the third phase. Yeah, I put the third one face up. It was like 1-2 and then over.
Well, bottom line is that's how all the face cards went.
Ooh. Similarly, most of them. Monopoly was banned from my house growing up.
It should be banned from everybody's house growing up, honestly.
That's a game that ends friendship.
But who, buddy?
Yes.
Monotony. Okay.
So Chadrick is cheating at Go Fish and still managing to lose. 39CHX is learning an awful lot about having a crisis and trying to hold it together. We are welcome to the jungle. We have fun of games. One of them is Monopoly. It's not very fun. Thank you, Ellie, for reminding me of this. It's a joy every time that I'm reminded that this little tidbit exists. Mm-hmm. Which is why I am adding it to the recording by saying it out loud.
Fun. It's fun and games, not fun games necessarily.
Monopoly was Monopoly's created a game. To be a cautionary tale about capitalism. It wasn't supposed to be fun.
And landlords specifically.
And then it became their rising call.
Because everyone wants to be the landlord. I mean, either that or move the little doggy around.
But enough of these tears for
that too.
I think now's when I make another performance check.
Valid.
Oh, nat 20.
Wow.
Everyone stops playing card games because of your performance. What are you doing?
Well, from what you were saying, it seems like Cavill is playing a Fantasy Tears for Fears cover band now.
That's fair.
Should I roll for clapping?
You are not required.
Do we decide on sleight of hand or performance?
Look, I would...
No.
To be honest, I would only require you to roll to clap if you were trying to bring a fairy back to life or if you were, in fact, drunk.
Clapped me before.
I mean, all the cats roll, but it won't matter. You in fact manage to strike your left hand with your right hand. Yes. The target
okay, so
was one.
I'm clapping at an 18.
The target number is 1. You are able to clap. You have successfully made your palms slightly sore from the impact.
I am cheering with an 18.
Every time Cavill makes a 20 performance on, you know, music or whatever, Mo finds himself humming something sort of cheerfully.
No. Tears for Fears doesn't do cheerful.
No, they don't. But
no, they don't.
I didn't say that it was a cheerful song. I said that Mo finds himself humming something cheerfully.
Well, he does decide in this case. He frequently holds things in, but this time he decides to let it all out. These are the things that we're talking about. Come on.
Hey. Talking to you.
Come on.
Cat, little patat. He wants to know where the treats are at. Meow. He's talking to you. Meow. Sorry.
I mean,
so within all of this, Mech is completely confused as to what this is about. You know? Like, why are people suddenly just okay?
It's very fair.
You know, we've been playing for an hour and a half, and we didn't even take a break.
We didn't.
It's true.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you say we do take a short break right now?
Okay.
Fine. That seems like a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
The button.
You've got the button.
The button is depressed, but it's okay. The button is getting therapy. That was the hardest step. We're all very supportive of
you. Pet the button. Pet the button.
No, I am not petting the button. If I pet the button,
play with the button.
If I pet the button, then the recording will pause and unpause over and over again, and I'll sound like I'm talking into an oscillating fan. I will also not give the button chin scratches. It doesn't have a chin.
Chase the button.
The button isn't moving.
And just oh. And you don't want to, like, slap it around and play floor hockey.
There was a time when I felt like I was in control of this campaign.
Yeah.
Then you let me into it.
There's, of the people who are here, the first of you to enter the campaigns and become an agent of chaos was Jen.
Mm-hmm. That's how Meepo got started.
Yeah. Well, Meepo was
I picked
an
up
NPC
the character that was decided, yeah, it was an NPC.
Over. And mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. made that character far more entertaining than I ever could have done on my own.
Aww.
But each of you in turn has been an agent of chaos in my games. And for that, I thank you.
Teehee.
And you might say, no, EO plays some very serious characters, into which I counter Chroma.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And also the Time Lord.
I mean, Chroma can be serious.
Play.
But Bryn didn't have the time mage thing.
So there's a part of a Doctor Who episode where the doctor is saying, oh, I've taken lives, but then I got clever. And that's just the thing. The doctor didn't need to use guns or weapons. The doctor still always won. Bryn is that level of scary. Didn't do a lot of offensive
I still don't
spells.
Understand... Why?
You didn't.
Why everyone Bryn finds Bryn so intimidating?
A very offensive character, so far as game mechanics were concerned. You didn't have to be. At one point, you had an army of gnolls at your disposal.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that. I really liked using them to make my cookie dunking machine.
I was sipping my.
I remember
water.
That.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Your first mistake was getting the water. Your second mistake was sipping the water. Anyway. So, the question that is posed to you, possibly during the party, possibly by A, possibly not by A, but someone brings it up at some point, is that if you're looking at the quest hub quests, and you're at the bar, you're right there, the quests are staring back at you. Not literally, that one there isn't a real quest, it's a mimic. It's a pet.
Give a goldfish to the mimic. Goldfish cracker to the mimic.
They let the mimic run around on the floor after hours to clean up. It's fine.
That's fair.
Yes. So you've got the quest of find Marwood, the real Marwood this time. The fake Marwood turned out to be an ancient gold dragon named... No, not ancient gold. Ancient green dragon named Melithomax, who tried to take over the world. They were disguised as Marwood. But there was a real Marwood. The real Marwood was polymorphed into a chicken and hiding in a portable hole. This is canon.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That goes back far. That I can confirm.
And that was revealed in the epilogue of the campaign, actually. But, yes. So that Marwood is off somewhere, and somebody wants to find him, and somebody thinks this is a tier 3 quest. You could also retrieve an item for Mo. You could also kill or chase off the dragon turtle harassing Oregano. They don't care what happens to the dragon turtle. They're just tired of the dragon turtle harassing the ships that are trying to trade with the mining town of Oregano, which, as the name implies, they don't have any ore. It's a salt mine. It's along the coast. Speaking of Oregano, you could also try to convince the Sahuagin to stop raiding Oregano.
I'm kind of suspicious that those are connected.
There is a possibility.
I'm kind of suspicious. Yeah, the Sahuagin are the ones who are making the dragon turtle be crabby in the area.
Yeah, but something tells me that that's going to require, like, doing stuff. I think it might be fun to find Marwyn.
Yeah. Let's see what happened.
Also,
and the thing is that I doubt that anyone else is going to pick up the Sahuagin chat in the meantime, so we can probably get that later.
They're actually,
I mean, you never know.
The people in Oregano are holding their own against the Sahuagin. They're not very good at their raids. The dragon turtle is more of a pain because it's not attacking Oregano. It's attacking the trade. They're just tired of this. It's like when you went to that one town that kept getting zombie attacks. They could hold their own against the zombies, but they were getting tired of it.
I think that's pretty fair.
And the last quest on the list is assist the Red Death of Plantain, who we've already established is a nice person once you get to know them, but fire resistance is a plus. And you have to be willing to travel to Florida, fantasy Florida. There are still love bugs.
But have I got my measles shots yet?
That's a fair statement.
Is there a chicken in the background?
That is Percy.
Oh. Percy is having...
It's a cat.
Yes, Percy is having a sneeze fit.
Can relate to that today.
Yeah.
Pollen count of 9.0, you're right.
Yes.
So we have one vote for Find Marwood. We've had...
I want to find Marwood, too.
Hobby was thinking about going to Oregano because... That sounds like it might be a 2-for-1. And if we went to one of those anyway, you know, maybe we could get paid for, like, roughly the same stuff. Paid twice. But she's not extremely insistent on it, so, you know.
So, I got a question. So, dragon turtles are, like, they hang out in the ocean. Which means... We'd have to be on a boat. Those
are you against words. That?
No, I'm fine with it. I can dog paddle with the best of them.
It would be water.
Two of us. Well, yeah, there's the whole cat and water thing too. We can acknowledge that. But also,
three of us.
Two of us are made of metal.
I see.
Point.
So I'm saying. We might want to find some magical water wings or something.
I've walked through water before.
Yeah.
I do feel obliged to point out that I neither rust nor need to breathe.
I also do not rust or need to breathe.
That's fine. On the other hand, you get knocked overboard. How are you at swimming when you're heavier than anything else?
Well, the boat is an anchor. I'll climb up that.
Bet to tie ropes around their waists.
Maybe.
Otherwise,
I don't know if rope will work. We're pretty heavy.
It's something to worry about if we pick up the Dragon Turtle quest, is all I'm saying.
Got a point there.
Good thinking.
Okay.
All right, in that case, we could certainly go deal with the Marwood thing, because otherwise it seems like the Red Death is, look, the smell of burning fur, it's not great.
I'm not really looking forward to that one.
The best part is every player here has encountered the Red Death of Plantain. The characters have no idea what's going on.
Adric, have you looked forward to any of the missions we've gone on?
Knit a baby Bjorn.
That wasn't a mission. That's something you shoved me into.
No, I did one while I was checking on all of the kobold dreams. That was kind of nice. I also liked the one where I befriended that rust dragon. That was cool. I was helpful.
That was helpful.
That's surprising.
It made me sad.
So, you know, I mean, I don't like to do work, but I know I can.
Well, all we gotta do is search an entire planet for an elderly elf wizard.
Can I do locate object?
A wizard?
Only if the wizard is dead and you know what he looks like. And he's in range.
I thought I should ask.
To be fair...
Hey, can you ask your god where Marwood would be?
It is rumored that Marwood is old enough to remember the empire that was overthrown 1,000 years ago.
Wow.
Can you ask your god, patron, whatever, any information about Marwood?
Who are you asking this one of?
Mo.
Staring at Tavel.
If he knew, it probably wouldn't be on the...
Yes, like, any hints. I feel like as like a great... I don't know. To me as a player, Mo always strikes me as just a weird bard. What was that? Sorry, I just saw the 999 dice d20.
Oh, it only just now showed up to you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
But anyway.
It's not just my internet then. Oh, wait. You're also on T-Mobile.
Boop, 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 boop. You know, maybe, like, heard a rumor. I feel like as a great bard with enough power to be a patron would have some level of, like, gossip stone or something.
Gossip stone? What is this gossip stone you speak of?
I don't know.
Of?
It feels like something if I was a great magical bard who was strong enough to have a patron, I would have a gossip stone.
Okay.
Here. How about what we do is we talk to the Flagstaff in general about whether there's any additional information on this quest that isn't on the board.
Sure, fine.
They might know something.
It'd be really cruel for them to just say find somebody.
I'm sorry. I was distracted because my cat decided to jump up on the desk and was right in front of the monitor that had Discord open as I was typing.
Oh, so
that was nice.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yes. And good news, I managed to not have him knock over my water.
Yeah,
I made my sleight of hand check. There was an attempt.
Woo.
Yay! Did he mute the recording?
No.
Are we still recording?
We are still recording. There's no physical button he can press to do that. There are physical cords he could unplug. They are behind the other monitor.
Just checking.
And I'm looking up at it now because now you've made me paranoid.
Oh, no.
Everything's still fine, right?
I'm watching the lines go back and forth as we talk.
Okay, we're fine here. We're all fine.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
How are you?
Yes. Please do not shoot the console. I don't care if it's a boring conversation. The proposal was made to ask Mo, hey, you're an old guy, right? Don't all old people know each other? And the counterproposal was we could just ask member services.
Uh-huh.
Cool person who likes to know everything would know something.
The funny thing is, in Avatar The Last Airbender, it turns out all the old people actually do know each other, and they formed a secret society.
I remember that.
Anyway.
Yes, he might know something, but I think that maybe we should first see if Member Services knows something.
It's worth investigating.
And if he knows something and he's aware of the quest, he might have left that information with them anyway.
That's true. That would be efficient. That's
a possibility. All right. So you go to Member Services to ask them questions about this fine Marwood, the other Marwood. Like, yeah, we thought the wording was weird for that one, but the quest giver was kind of insistent that it be worded that way. Because the last time he submitted it, he referred to it as a significant number of false positives he wanted to read out.
Lots of people named Marwood, but not the one he's looking for.
Oh, no. Marwood was impersonated by an ancient green dragon for many decades.
Oh.
So most
nobody noticed the acid?
Marwood, he was polymorphed into an exact duplicate of the actual Marwood. But most people who go looking for Marwood find this information out through various means of scrying, and then say, guess what? We found out Marwood got killed by a ragtag band of adventurers. Everything's all good now. Which the quest giver already knew. He's looking for the original.
Who's the quest giver, anyway?
Let me look. They're a gnome. Their names are always... Sorry, I shouldn't speak with bias like that. Fiddle Punch... Iron Wrench.
Scribe this down. So when apparently, the player inevitably forgets later.
Apparently he runs an observatory in Coombridge. Not in any of the settlements, like up in the mountains near Coombridge.
I mean, that's where you need an observatory, otherwise there's too much light poisoning.
Yeah, that's what he said. We didn't ask, but he points it out every time he comes in.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds like observatory gnomes. They're like that.
Yeah, I've been told to not say.
Well,
stuff
maybe
like
we
that
should go talk to him.
Training.
What? Observatory gnomes are like that. Observatory elves are like that. Observatory tieflings are like that. That's not insensitive. They're like that.
I suppose it comes with having an observatory.
Exactly.
Perhaps.
I've never met an observatory warforged, but I bet they'd be like that too.
The observatory warforged turns into an observatory.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You can go talk to that one.
And wow, are they like that?
Literally like that.
Mm-hmm. And they complain about all the light stuff that's polluting their clear space so that they can see things.
What's really weird is they have electrical tape over top of each of the LEDs they have.
Sounds about right. So this person might know more?
Well, they'd probably be a good first stop if you're looking for more information. I just got one off the clipboard.
That makes sense, yeah. Well, talking to someone probably can't hurt.
So we should probably do that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since Chang is drunk right now.
You Cylon'd.
Don't remind poor Patrick.
Poor Patrick. Hard. So hard to be me now. And when it needed hard.
I'm hearing a bunch of robots lament that Chadrick is sober.
Not enough to count.
Has my armor come in? Or am I still waiting on...
You've been told that your armor will be able to be delivered by tomorrow morning.
I thought I was told that yesterday. Okay.
Oh.
I think we're still at the end of the party, so...
Yeah, this is still during the party.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, right. I think so. No.
It's...
Oh, yeah, I thought it was the next morning.
The next session is going to start the next day.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, you're right. You were told it's going to come in tomorrow. Tomorrow. We love you tomorrow.
You're always a day away. No, only a day away. Whatever.
And tomorrow?
I mean, also true.
Tamartra creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. What?
Oh. Dungeons and Dragons.
Tomorrow is less than a day away.
References to other things by volume. And this session is 50% shenaniganery. That adds up to over 100%.
Where I am.
You're right.
There's overlap.
There is.
What are you saying?
Where I am, tomorrow is about 3 hours away. And the tragic thing is that 2 days from now is only about 26 hours away.
We're losing an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we're gaining an hour back. I forget. There's going to be a
jump back.
Spring there's forward.
Spring fall forward.
Back. Daylight savings.
So that means fall back. So we're losing an hour.
Yeah. Yes.
Boo!
Yeah.
They'd be taking my hour.
The funniest thing about
why do always be
is
fall
this
back?
Episode is going live in mid to late July.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
The one
they
I edited
took your
today
hour.
Is going up on July 11th. So it will be live on 7/11.
They took your hour against your will. We must rise and get it back. That's like a call to revolution against the chains of daylight saving time. Just so you know. Anyway.
Yes.
All right. So, I think because our shenaniganery is starting to peter out and be replaced with more references, and my internet is starting to yell at me more, I think that's where we're going
bad
to
internet.
For tonight. Yes, I will not give the
with shenanigans. Bad so, internet, no biscuit.
Everyone. Yes, thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, Eo, Millie, and Jen. Who wants to plug a thing?
You're including yourself again.
I'm trying to make it be a thing.
Oh, okay. And Eo's mom writes books.
And speaking of mentioning yourself.
I'm not mentioning myself. I'm mentioning Eo's mom. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Writes books.
Exactly.
ElizabethMcCoy.com. You can get them at any legal, legit ebook vendor, the Zahn Empire, Amazon. You can get them at Smashwords.com. You can go to ElizabethMcCoy.com, and that should have all of the places that it's there, including a few that may have gone out of business because it may not actually be up to date on all the links. And Pride and Prejudice is still around, and I think it's funny if you want to get your classic Jane Austen with, you know, everybody being cats and stuff and having to deal with no opposable thumbs. And speaking of books,
my website is bookofjen.net. It's got a lot of Diablo stuff on there and whatever else I decide to write about. Not a whole lot of political stuff, but I've been writing about the shutdown because it's fascinating to me, you know? So you can find all kinds of stuff there. There's video games that aren't Diablo as well and stuff like that. Also, I'm the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast at shatteredsoulstone.com. Which is basically about a half hour long show that comes out every Saturday with whatever's going on with the company. That's it.
And speaking of social media websites.
Hey, I run elek.xyz. That's elekk.xyz. That is part of the whole Mastodon, Fediverse, whatever the heck you want to call it, system of websites. It's somewhat Schrodinger's federated site where someone else has a website and I think that they're meanie pants, they don't get to talk to us. So, in other words, it's a bunch of geeks being able to talk about things without having to worry about people walking in and raining on their parade.
Sea lioning. Yeah, sea lioning. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will, social media where the moderators actually moderated.
It's a wild concept.
Yes.
I mean,
no way they could be profitable. Yeah.
DreamWits does pretty well. DreamWits.org. But they're not small, bite-sized social media. They're sort of bloggy things.
Mm.
Anyway, speaking of websites,
AaronBSmith.com
and making money,
Cogwheel doesn't make much money, but that's okay. It's a hobby. It's where we put all these podcasts we record for Dungeons and Dragons and GURPS and Cypher System and whatever else we can squeeze in there. And each campaign has its own RSS feed, but also you can subscribe to all of them with one RSS feed to rule them all if you want to. We've got a heck of a buffer of things that have been recorded, edited, and uploaded, but aren't live yet because I don't want to have them all go live all at once. It's too many episodes all at once. So what do you do if you want to binge listen? Well, I've got a solution for you. Patreon.com/CogwheelGaming. You can help me fill that bottomless pit called a hobby with money. I'm not selling this very well. Anyway.
Rogues do generally appreciate money.
Uh-huh. Hobby appreciates money.
And also, this bottomless pit is not a hole of nope. That's a different campaign.
Which is kind of a campaign now.
And a necklace was pulled out of it. Money was not thrown into it. It's not the same thing.
And no one let you throw the bucket of blood in?
Look.
Or the bottle of barf?
I wanted to keep the nope all in one spot, and I was rudely stifled by my work associates. Anyway, if you contribute to our Patreon, you will join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy, in being able to listen to all of these episodes as soon as they get edited and uploaded. And until next time, this is Crash saying,
okay, so one of these buttons, I built this. Where did I put this schematic? Which one of these makes the observatory not be a giant killer robot again? Nope, it's not that one. It's not that one.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.